email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, author of Gaff Goddess, Decor Galore and Garment Goddess, Laura De Barra is on the line. Good afternoon, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How do you have your strawberries?
I like mine in salad.
Right.
I'm not a big like dessert or like smoothie or kind of like morning bowl kind of person. I love them just in a salad, as a salad topping.
Like what sort of a salad?
It's so good with spinach and feta.
Is
really
it?
Nice.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like strawberries and feta are delicious together, and a bit of balsamic vinegar.
Do you know you brought Brian O'Driscoll to mind? Because
didn't
he quote somebody at a press conference where he says, "Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it into a fruit salad." See?
Stunning.
There's some connection there to you with your strawberry salad. Do you know what I did before? I had mandarin or little mandarin oranges with mackerel in the salad. That was nice.
Yum. And that's lovely with beetroot as well.
There you go. There was beetroot in it as well. Mm. Yeah, it must have
really
been the same
nice
salad that you had. Okay. Summer DIY.
And
I was just saying that the sun is out and maybe people are looking out into their gardens and what do they spot? The windows. And they're manky. So
yeah,
how does one clean a window without going to the expense of getting somebody professional to do it?
I think like nothing ever really beats a professional touch at stuff. But I do think that what we tend to do when we're cleaning windows is think we just need loads of product. And a lot of that stuff has chemicals in it we don't need to be exposing ourselves to, which can also attract more dust and dirt to the window and make them dirtier in the long run. So when I'm doing flats at work, I always use washing up liquid.
Right.
Just a little squirt into the water. The cheaper the washing up liquid, if I'm honest, the better. Like the antibacterial ones don't work as well. You want as little product like ingredients as possible into water. You can use warm water if you wish, but by the time you finish the window, it's going to cool down anyway, so don't put pressure on yourself. Then my holy trinity is usually a squeegee. I keep one in like a spare one in our bathroom as well for the shower doors, so you can use that. Then there's also these microfiber heads that go onto this T handle. Basically, they're really cheap to pick up and they'll last a lifetime. They're as cheap as just one bottle of window cleaner spray, so I would recommend getting it. And then I have a dry cloth in my back pocket to clean down the frames. And then what I would do is just basically wash the windows with soapy water. If you're gagging to do this now and you don't have these tools, I have often just wrapped a tea towel around the head of a brush and just scrubbed the windows with that.
Right.
Just make sure you're doing it in circular motions. You're releasing the dust, the dirt, the greasy fingerprints. Washing up liquid is perfect for it. And then I would squeegee it down, or you can use a microfiber cloth if you don't have one in the meantime. If you're squeegeeing, there's so many tutorials online about it. Just don't take the squeegee off the window. What you want to do is work in an S shape to guide the water off the panes and stop any streaking.
Right. You just brought me back to my childhood when I used to get extra money from the woman I delivered papers for cleaning the windows. And she had a way of doing it. And the end bit was you dried the soapy water off with newspapers. And it worked brilliantly. You got this.
It can work really well.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think like not everyone has a newspaper to hand. Like we used to always use it when I worked at Brown Thomas on the shelves. But like you may not have a newspaper to hand. And then also like, yeah, it just may not be in the house.
In fairness to her, she was a news agent, so she had a lot of newspapers.
In abundance. In abundance.
Right, so what else do we do around summertime? It's just to remind us about the garden furniture. And are there deals now, or is this the worst time to buy it?
Oh, it's the best time to buy secondhand furniture for the garden because so many people are looking at what they have already and realizing that they bought it in the wrong seating position. So many people buy the bistro sets where you have to sit up straight and they're designed for you to eat on, but they've actually meant to buy something for them to read,
to lounge,
sit back, have an armrest, all that kind of stuff. It's a really good time to get on things like Facebook Marketplace, stuff like that, and see what someone else is giving away. Also, there's things that you can do in the summer, like DIY, DIY things, but not on the hottest days. So a lot of people take their time off when they know it's the best weather, and then they think like, oh, I'll do the painting now, etc. Be careful, because really hot weather can make paint dry in patches, and it can also make it dry a little bit too quickly, which can cause bad.
So what's ideal painting weather then?
Well, over 30 degrees, forget about it. It can cause
a
little bit of
blistering. That's not going to happen here, Laura, in fairness.
But, You never know now these days. You just want to make sure that it's a bit of a cooler day, not something you'd be sunbathing in. And as long as it's not really windy, the first thing you'll do is fire open all the windows. If the wind is coming and it's bringing dust from outside in and it's sticking to the wet paint.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be doing it on days you'd be out sunbathing. Another great thing to do when you're out and about on the outside of the house as well is like wipe down dust and lightly vacuum any air vents. It's a really good time to do that now because you won't be soaking anything wet up into the vacuum and it's going to let air go through the house a bit better.
Yeah.
Drains and gutters, obviously a stunning time. If you're doing it when things are wet and soggy, it's a bit more rotten.
Yes.
One thing I wouldn't do in this weather as well is to wallpaper. It's just you against the paste that's going to be drying more rapidly than you need it to be. That is from experience. Do
Me
not
against
do the wallpapering.
Paste.
Literally.
Yeah.
And then like we always talk here about rotating your storage. We spoke about it last time, I think, in winter. Summer is such a good time to do it because now you're like, I think the days feel a bit longer. We're tackling tasks for a bit more. We're spending a bit more time on it. Look at your storage from kitchen right through to stuff that you don't touch for a lot of the year to wardrobes and pull what you're going to be using to the front. It helps you take stock of stuff. It also prevents you from buying more stuff because you'll remember you have stuff.
Mm.
And then it helps you just to have things you need at hand because you want to be enjoying yourself in summer. You know what I mean? You don't want to be going through your storage looking for bits and pieces.
Can I talk to you just about preventative measures when it comes to fruit flies? They haven't appeared yet, but they inevitably will, as they do every summer. Is there anything we can do now to prevent them arriving later on?
Yes. So those girls are coming for us all. We cannot prevent it. Like they're going to be around, right?
Yes.
We'll be like talking about them, I'm sure, in a few weeks. What I would do first of all, just get into the habit of having all your fruit away in cupboards and brown paper bags, if you wish, or you can put it into your fridge. They're called fruit flies because they actually drop their eggs into the fruit and that's where the eggs are growing inside, right? So if you remember that, you'll never have your fruit in your counter again during the summer. I would make sure you're keeping your drains clean. That can just be a case of putting down some washing up liquid and the end of a freshly boiled kettle. It'll just remove anything that'll attract them. You want to take away the attraction, which is usually rotting food or fruit. And then you can also create something more attractive for them away from food. So that is like the end of a bottle of wine or a piece of fruit inside a glass with a piece of cling film over that you pierce. You just want to make sure that you're getting on top of it before you're trying to, like they're going, if they get in, they're going to start putting their eggs into your home. You want to just get ahead of that.
Nice. Now, it's next week supposed to be warm here and the evenings are going to get warmer. So what can we do to make sure that we sleep well in the heat?
My top tip before you buy anything, before you convince yourself or advertising convince you that you need all these fans and everything else, you have to think about what you're currently sleeping in. If you are sleeping in any synthetic fibres at all, if it's a poly cotton, focus on the poly, don't sleep in this. Any synthetic fibres naturally keep your body heat onto you. They don't wick away your sweat. They create odour and they make you sleep too hot. If possible, sleep in natural fibres. You just want to make sure that that is step one before you do anything else. If you have a mattress, for example, that isn't a spring mattress and it's a foam mattress, you can actually get cooling mattress toppers for that. That will circulate the air underneath you better as well.
Right.
So I'd be doing those moves instead of trying to cool down your forehead, cool down what's under the sheets.
Now, add a little vinegar with the washing up liquid. Perfect, says Jerry, who's washed a few windows
Stunning.
In his day. Yeah. Sheila says, can you ask Laura, please? And we've about 30 seconds here. How can I remove and prevent dark yellow stains which have impregnated the underside of my relatively new toilet seat? I've tried bleach and
Stunning.
A mixture of lemon juice and bicarbonate of soda. Nothing I've tried so far. Quick, Sheila needs help.
Happens to the best of us. It's the minerals that are in the water. It's basically limescale. What you want to make sure that you do is apply the bicarb in a paste with water and leave it on overnight. And then when you take it off, it'll have bleached it out.
Right.
Or you can use WD-40. I've seen that work as well.
WD-40? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and they always stand behind it. They advertise it so much that you can apply it to the toilet seat, leave it on for 10 minutes, wipe it off, and then it creates a preventative layer over it as well that stops the limescale getting onto the toilet seat.
That's another use for... I love WD-40. It's so
Me
brilliant.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like the perfume of DIY, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stunning.
Laura DeBarra, thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.